Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Detox Challenge. You know that feeling when your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and you suddenly feel like you're about to jump out of your skin? Yeah, we've all been there. We call it anxiety, and let me tell you, it's a sneaky little gremlin that loves to show up at the worst possible moments. But guess what? You don't have to be its prisoner. Today, we're diving headfirst into overcoming fear and anxiety, learning some powerful tools to silence those inner critics and reclaim your peace of mind. Now, before you click away thinking this is all some touchy-feely self-help stuff, hear me out. This isn't about pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows, it's about equipping you with real strategies to handle the tough stuff head-on. Think of this as your personal toolkit for navigating life's inevitable roller coaster, because trust me, there are going to be loops, drops, and maybe even a few twists and turns along the way. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer those fear and anxiety monsters. First things first, acknowledge that feeling. Don't try to sweep it under the rug or pretend it doesn't exist. When anxiety hits, name it. Say out loud, "Okay, I'm feeling anxious right now." This simple act of awareness can actually help to diffuse some of its power. Think of it like shining a light on that shadowy corner. When you bring awareness to something, it loses its grip over you. Next up, challenge those negative thoughts. Anxiety often thrives on worst-case scenarios and catastrophic thinking. Ever noticed how your mind goes into overdrive with what-if questions? Well, here's the thing. Most of these worries are highly unlikely to actually happen. It's like that voice in your head telling you you'll trip and fall face first on your way to work. It's dramatic, but probably not gonna happen. Try replacing those negative thoughts with more realistic and positive ones. Instead of, "What if I mess up this presentation?" try, "I've prepared well, and I'm going to do my best." See the difference? It's all about shifting your perspective and focusing on what you can control. Remember, taking a break from technology isn't just about scrolling less, it's about creating space for mindfulness and self-reflection. Take a few minutes each day to simply breathe deeply, focus on your senses, and be present in the moment. It's like hitting the refresh button on your mind. Ever noticed how those social media spirals can leave you feeling drained and anxious? That's because constant stimulation can overload your system. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? But trust me, even small steps make a difference. Start with 5 minutes of mindful breathing each day. Find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and focus on the sensation of your breath going in and out. You'll be amazed at how quickly it can calm your mind and ease those anxious feelings. And finally, don't forget to take care of your physical health. Exercise, eat nutritious foods, and get enough sleep. These are all essential for managing anxiety. Think of it this way. Your body is your temple. Treat it with respect, and it will reward you with energy, resilience, and a clearer mind. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She's a whiz at her job, but she always felt this knot of anxiety in her stomach before presentations. She'd rehearse endlessly, obsess over every detail, and end up feeling overwhelmed. But then she started practicing mindful breathing exercises before each presentation. She focused on her breath, visualized success, and reminded herself that she was prepared. Guess what? Her anxiety lessened, her confidence soared, and those presentations became a breeze. Remember, overcoming fear and anxiety is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and practice. But with the right tools and mindset, you can conquer those challenges and live a more fulfilling life. So, keep practicing those mindful moments, challenge those negative thoughts, and remember, you've got this. Today, I want to leave you with this powerful thought. Your mind is a garden, cultivated with positive thoughts, nourishing experiences, and self-compassion. And just like any garden, it needs regular tending to thrive. So keep nurturing your inner landscape, and watch those beautiful blooms of confidence and peace emerge. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. Leave a review if you enjoyed the chat, and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and keep detoxing those digital distractions.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.